My name's Barbara, was Barbara Williamson at the time when I first started to work in the potteries. I was very excited to go and work in the potteries and very nervous. I was only just 17, and it was 1960, end of 1966. Yes, I had to go along for an interview, so I was really not sure I'd get the job and wasn't confident at all. I did love to paint, always aspired to go to art college but never did. And my father said it wasn't for likes of us. We had to have a proper job with earning money from day one, contribute to the family. So, yes, so I had started my working life off in Frost and Shanbrick Place and I worked there for 2 years. I heard about the pottery. We used to sell the pottery in the gift shop where I worked, the gift department that I worked in. One of the ladies that worked there said, "You know, they're looking for artists in the pottery, so why don't you go and try, Barbara?" Because I had really wasn't enjoying being in the shop. It wasn't a good job. Anyway, I decided to pluck up the courage and went down to the potteries and they gave me an interview. And I met Margaret. She was the lady in charge of all the artists, and she sat me down, and I'm sure I was shaking. I think I was shaking, and she put an ashtray, I think it was, in front of me, and said, "Now, could you draw a circle?" And I drew a circle, and she said, "Oh yes, that's good." And then she brought a thistle on an ashtray, and she asked me to copy it. She left me alone to copy it. I stopped shaking after a wee while because I realized I could do this. So yes, and I think they offered me the job there and then, which was nice. But I could see it looked like a nice place to work, very happy atmosphere, nice people. Yes, they asked me to begin, so I was very excited. I lived in Drylow at the time, so it was a long two buses. I think I had to get, I think, a number one from my house, and then I had to change to go to Portobello. But it was a long journey. It was about an hour and a half, I think, on the bus in those days, something like that, if I'm remembering right. Anyway, so I was very excited to get the job, and I considered myself an artist at last. My first day at work, I remember Margaret started me off with ashtrays and said, "Just do as many as you can and see how you get on." So, yeah, she seemed very kind, and yes, it went quite well. And I met another new girl, that was Barbara, another Barbara. And so she sat opposite me, and she had just started also. And we made friends. Yeah, I stayed with Buckins. As you got better, you got more designs to do, and it became more interesting. And yeah, I enjoyed it. But then I started to realize that yes, it wasn't all it was cut out to be. It was very cold, very cold. Yeah, in the winter time, it was quite bad. And sometimes in the spring tide, the damp. And the tide would come in under your feet, and the cockroaches, and the so once all the glamour wore off, all the excitement, I began to realize it wasn't quite what I had expected, but the people were lovely, and we had a lot of fun, and I made lots of friends. I stayed with Buckins for about 2 years, and I was growing up obviously and learning quite a lot, and I was about 17 when I decided I met someone and we were going to get married. And I think in 68, yes, 68, I did get married, and that's when I left Buckins for the first time. I went to live in London and then came back again after about a year, actually. I went back to the pottery and asked if I could have my job back. So, because I had enjoyed the other people, the friendship and the fun we used to have. We used to play quizzes during the day to keep our, because it could be boring and repetitive. You were doing the same designs over and over again. So it could be very boring. So to keep us alert, we used to play games, crosswords and general knowledge quizzes, which were great fun. Yeah, so after I got married, after I came back from London, I went back again to the, and of course I'd grown up a bit more, and I was sort of political in those days and still am. Yeah, the conditions did bother me quite a bit, and the wages that people were being paid, especially in the artists, they weren't being paid properly. Eventually, I asked if anyone was interested in bringing in the unions, because I had asked already if we could have a proper toilet, for instance, where we could wash our hands, because we had to share the toilets with all the throwers and all the other young men and the other men. There wasn't a ladies' toilet. We shared the same toilet. There wasn't anywhere to wash your hands that was close by, so that was really not good. I knew it wasn't right, so I did ask if everyone would like to back me and ask the unions to come in. But very few people did. Very few people were happy about the whole idea. But I went ahead anyway, and I phoned the Transport and General Workers Union and asked them to come and look at our conditions to see if we could get some better conditions for us. And they came along, shook their head, and said this place should be shut down. And it was unsanitary and just dreadful conditions that you were working in. So anyway, he said, no, it's too small a group, so there is a special union that deals with ceramicists, and so I think that's the one that we eventually went with. But most of the other artists didn't want to join. They didn't want to join. The younger ones, I think, did. I can't remember how many did, and we paid our dues. But it wasn't long after that that Mr. Buchan and the Buchan family decided that they didn't want to do the upgrades. And I think also there were other things going on. I believe there were things that I didn't know about at the time, but I think they were doing something, a deal with someone else about, a new place to do the decorating. And so rather than spend the money, I think, on upgrading the whole place, he decided to move to Crieff. So I live with this feeling that I had this responsibility for maybe helping to shut the place down sooner, than it might have done. And that's not good. But yes, so it wasn't it wasn't a good outcome, because we didn't ever get our proper toilet. Instead, Buchan decided, rather than pay to upgrade the place, that they would just move everything. So there you go. So
Yeah,
I
that's
carry
horrible.
that with me. But I'm sure it wasn't just me that
No.
caused that. But anyway, yeah,
Yeah.
that was my time at
Yeah.
Buchan's. But there you go. It was a mixture, and I did learn quite a lot about the human nature and how people work in groups and so on. And it wasn't all good. I was quite disappointed in that people weren't prepared to stand together and ask for better conditions. That was quite a revelation to me, because I thought, well, it's for everyone, we deserve a little bit better than we're, and I was quite surprised. And I remember the lady in charge saying to me, because I actually, because I was such a fast painter, I really worked very fast. Mr. Buchan had noticed that I was producing an awful lot of work and asked me over to the office and said, now, Barbara, if you would like to go on piecework, you could earn a lot more money. So he did that. He asked me to try it out. And he says, if it works well, you'll be on piecework. And just like the potters are, the throwers and so on, we're all on piecework. So he says, but you mustn't tell anyone. So I wasn't keen on that, but I said, well, all right then, because well, they weren't interested in asking for better conditions. So I thought, well, okay, then I'll have a go. And I did earn quite a bit more. And unfortunately, the lady in charge saw my payslip, got very upset, and said that I was being paid more than she was, and And I said, well, this is what I mean. You know, you are not being respected or appreciated for your work. But instead of asking for the wages to be brought up to my level, they all insisted that my wages were cut. And so that's what happened. And I had to just swallow it, and I just accepted it. And of course, Mr. Buchan was furious because he'd been caught out paying different levels of work. So yes, it was a lesson to me in life that, you know, no matter how much you want to help and make things better for everybody, they're not always, you know, it's not always what other people want. So there you are. Yeah, they'd rather you had less than they. I think it's that old story about, you know, when somebody's stuck down a hole, instead of standing on each other to help the one person out, they'd rather keep everybody down there with them, you know. I sat beside Vera for most of my time in the room, and she and I were good friends, and she was like a mother figure to me. She was a very intelligent lady, and she had a good sense of humour. Yeah, I enjoyed being with her. Yeah, definitely. And I made good friends with Irene Kozok and Mary. Mary was wonderful. I remember her bringing in pizza. And her family, I think there was an Italian connection somewhere, but anyway, she brought this pizza in, and I've never looked back. I still love pizza, but this was the best pizza ever, ever, ever. Oh, it really was delicious. The ingredients were just fantastic. Because I was brought up in a very working class, quite poor family, we had never tried pizza, you know, and at 17, I think it was, I was nearly 18 by the time. Hadn't tasted pizza. It's incredible. So I never looked back. That was it. Still my favourite food. Anyway, that was Mary. But Mary was a very sweet girl. And Irene. Irene Forbes, I really liked her. She was so lovely. She was a very sweet lady and a fine artist. Very nice. Very, very nice work. I do remember I did work very fast. So I was a minimalist, really. So the least amount of, brushwork and so on, the better. But I think I'm plumping for this one with the curves and the slightly heavy-handed look. That could be me. The other one doesn't look like me, really, because it's got some nice little... It's got little touches in it that would take time, which I wasn't interested in. It was, little bits of grass in there. I don't think that's me, no. And it's a little more stiff than... I think this is more likely to be my one, this one, the curvy one. Slightly heavier handed, yeah. That could be me. Slapdash is my middle name, actually. there you go. On the whole, it was a good experience. Yeah. All that about the all the other stuff. It was, but it has stood me in sort of not in good stead, but it is, I have always been political since then, and I still very much involved in politics and trying to make this world slightly better if I can.